his arm, but he survived. That is the true meaning of X-Mars.
We've actually heard this.
Survival.
Heard that story from you, Dar. You're telling it if you've never...
Come up more than once, I guess.
Well, it's a classic, you know? You don't retell the same stories every X-Mars or listen to the same music.
Right, and you're never going to believe this, which is a little weird enough.
And you also prefaced it with, I know you've never heard this before, but... And we have heard it before.
That was maybe the most galling part of all of it.
And you kept touching that goatee that you won't get rid of, honestly.
Okay, I have survived this criticism, and thank you for this gift on X-Mars.
Okay. X-Mars Eve!
Well, everyone, I think I'm gonna turn it.
Did everyone put out their boots?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Guess gonna get this up on the fridge. Okay.
I'll be, of course, shedding my exoskeleton on one of my legs here. It's close as I can come to a boot. It's a little flaky, so be careful when you put things in there.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Papa's not here. I'm gonna tell him to bring his boot out.
Yeah, Plek's been... Where has Plek been?
He's been feeling a little, I mean, he's always kind of like, meh, but I feel recently he's been more like, meh, you know?
Yeah, I've noticed that as well, Barge.
Yeah.
Happy X-Mars Eve!
Hey, Jay, happy X-Mars.
Just everyone's putting their boots out and sees, putting a weird little bug leg. Just want to remind you, put your boots out. So, even though we're in hyperspace headed to Quantaris to kill the Galactic Leader, like, the space flick that gives presents can still find us, right?
He usually is able to find everybody.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Hey, you seem, sad. What's up?
Oh, you know, it means a lot that you asked, AJ. I think that I'm just...
You shouldn't be sad. Like, this is great. Not only is it X-Mars, but, like, you're about to fulfill your prophecy. You know, that's pretty fun.
And in the process, irrevocably changing the reality of the whole universe.
Yeah. Yeah, you said it. Irrevocably.
AJ, do you ever wonder if, you know, the thing you're meant to do is something you can't do?
No. Should I?
I mean, really think about the enormity of what we're about to go do. It just really hits me. It makes me think, why me?
So are you putting your boot out, or...?
Yeah, I'll be out.
Well, happy X-Mars. This was fun.
Thanks, AJ.
AJ, I guess
the Agnag's ready.
Oh, I gotta go. Sorry, Papa. I gotta go get Agnag again.
I know I said I was gonna turn in, but AJ, we're gonna watch one of my movies again.
Oh, which one is it? Marty Saves X-Mars?
All of them.
Deal with it, Hyperdrive.
You should come watch Barty Saves X-Mars with us. Or the Bargy Claws, where Bargy turns into the space look.
Yeah, I'll be out in a second.
Maybe. Okay, all right.
Best night of the year.
Nothing like being surrounded by your friends and knowing exactly what your purpose is in life.
I love this part of the movie.
Forward together. Everything you've done in the past has led you to a moment that makes sense.
Oh, wow, this is right before Bargy gets the contract that has the Bargy clause in it that turns her into space.
AJ, let people watch the movie.
Oh, I'm sorry, I love it.
Why? Why me? Sometimes I wish there wasn't a prophecy. Sometimes I wish that I'd never been born.
AJ, new batch of Agnay!
Oh, yeah! All right! Guzzle! Guzzle it, bro!
Give some to me! Gobble, 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 gobble,
gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble. It's Guzzle, not Gobble.
Mastered the space. I haven't mastered the stuff. I don't even know myself. Why would the space choose me?
Remember, Plek, the space will be with you. Always.
Sorry, who is this?
Master Kiarando? Checking in.
I'm sorry.
I haven't been on speaking terms for a little while.
Yeah,
but
listen, a lot's been going
I'm
on.
I'm still around, Plek.
Okay,
Texas.
Good. Yeah, okay, great. Master Kiarando, this prophecy that I have is so much bigger than me. It's so much bigger than any of us.
Well, the space has chosen you for a an admittedly grand destiny, Plectek Setter, and it is your responsibility to rise to meet it.
I can't do it. I don't want the prophecy. I don't want it. I can't do it. What?
Are you even trying to
meet
the destiny?
Yes, are you kidding? Yes. I think about it all the time. It's all I can think about. I just, in this moment, sort of feel like, you know, maybe the universe would be more balanced without me.
Is that really what you want, Plectek Setter?
Yes. Yes.
Very well. Focus on the sound of my voice and be transported. Oh.
What was that sound?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Just an attempt to give you a new perspective.
Hirondo, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but I just think I need some time alone to think. Plus, my room is sort of too small for two people, so...
Yes, but look around, Zima Knight, Plectek Setter. Is this your room?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's the broom closet on Bargy.
Yes, but where is the soiled cardboard box that is your bed?
I mean, that's gone, but it's probably for the best. Somebody may have thrown that out, actually.
Indeed.
Hey, who are you?
What? Huh?
Who are you? What are you doing in the closet?
Who are you?
I'm Flinker.
Oh, are you one of the stowaways?
What? Yeah.
Flinker, amazing set out there. I love you.
Thanks.
I love your stuff about how the genders are so different.
Thanks. I think it's all about observing, you know? Putting it in your
act. So
it's all about real life. I loved your set about how ship food is worse than land food.
Listen, it's so bad right
now. Right. Guys, I don't mind if you guys stow away, but this is my room, so I go to the cargo hold.
I'll use clear out. Clear out of here. Bargy's about to do her set.
That's the stage manager. Yeah, yeah.
Bargy, what set is this?
All right, how much time do I have, Jeff?
Wait till you see the light, Barge. You know how it goes.
All right. Hold on, let me take a quick drag.
Are you drunk?
Hey, it's XYZ. I'll do as much as I want to.
Bargy.
Hey you. What's your name? Are you on the bill?
Who are you, people?
I'm Jeff, the stage manager.
Okay, fine.
Clear out of the green room.
The what?
Bargy has volunteered to be the green room for this show, but you have to, you know, she's about to go on stage, so you gotta get out.
Okay, Dar, C-53, Nerman.
Hey, kid, is that part of your act? Just yelling out names?
No, first of all, that's a terrible act. Why would I do that?
I agree.
Okay.
Save that for the downtown scene, you alt comedy nerd.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Barge?
Where am I?
You're drunk.
Yeah, Jeff.
You're on stage at the Totopo Casino, Barge.
Bargy, we gotta get to Quantaris. Get back into space.
Get out of here.
Go. Bargy, open the door. Bargy, come on.
Hello, Totopo Casino. It's me, Bargy. Clap.
Yeah.
Clap. I know what you're thinking. What happened to her? Well, life happened. It's not a joke! Hey, what do you call a goose without feathers?
What?
Shut up!
Get him out of here! Security, get him out of here! Nobody answers the question!
I thought it was...
No, get out of here! Put him in the river.
Okay, Bargy, I don't know what's going on here, but it's time to go. Let me in.
She doesn't know you, Plectek Setter.
What are you talking about? I've known Bargy for 6 years.
No one in the Zig Squadron knows you. Isn't that what you asked for?
Are you telling me I don't exist?
You didn't want your destiny, Plectek Setter. The only way to escape one's destiny is to not exist. There's no longer a self associated with Plectek Setter. Thus, he moves through the space and the stuff with nothing. No relationships.
No, this can't be right.
No destiny.
No, there must be some sort of gas leak, or I'm on the reflectorium or something like that. I gotta get out of here.
Where are you going?
you know that?
All hail the Federated Alliance.
That's right, Fleck.
Why are they saying that?
Perhaps you're more important than you'd like to admit, Fleck Dexeter.
How many of you think I should have been removed from the industry? Show of hands.
Get out of here!
I was waving to my friend.
I was just trying to get curly fries.
I used to be a star.
My species arm is always up.
I was given an opportunity once.
I gotta talk to Dar, so Dar will know what's going on.
You wish to speak with Dar?
Yes, yes.
I can take you to see them.
Fine, fine. Let's just go.
All right. Let's see what Dar is up to on this Xmas Eve.
Well, see you later, Milch. Thank you.
This is to Topo.
Get him out of here.
Whatever.
Bondi, you're light. You got 15 more minutes till you're light. It's a 30-minute set. It's a 30-minute set.
Greetings and salutations, travelers, and welcome to Gymnasia. Though, I fear you've chosen a right tragic moment to visit this formerly jovial planet. We used to happily work double hours on X-Mars, pouring barrels of eggnog down the chimnoids to satisfy the great beast within. But as you can see, the planet's just sort of rolled over. The great beast has died. It all started cycles ago when ambassadors from the Federated Alliance arrived. All hail the Federated Alliance. They were just so damned business and efficient at their jobs and disinterested in rambling X-Mars stories plumb full of dramatic irony that after their dull visit, the joy of X-Mars just started to deplete, didn't it? The gymnoids clogged and the great beast eventually perished, sending most of our citizens flying off the planet, as with the beast's life went dark gravity. Luckily for me, I've held fast to this mailbox. Anyway, my only remaining joy, as you can see, is sartorial willies. Gone are my Richard Urchin clothes, and in their stead, the finest wares from Stitch Fix Freestyle, a shop built just for you. Stitch Fix Freestyle is your trusted style destination, where you can discover and instantly buy curated items based on your style, likes, and lifestyle. Whether you're looking for a brand you love or to try a new one, at Stitch Fix Freestyle, you can shop hundreds of brands personalized to your size and fit. Me, I'll likely soon lose my grip and fly off this planet to my doom, but I will look good doing it. Try Stitch Fix Freestyle today by filling out your style quiz at stitchfix.com/zix. stitchfix.com/zix. And a merry Xmas to you and yours.
Some me time. I'm gonna prepare for work tomorrow. Let me just queue up a couple of messages I plan to send out in the AM. Review my calendar.
Dar.
Oh.
There you are. Thank Rod.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're getting to me after hours. I'm gonna have to charge overtime for this.
No, Dar, it's me. It's Plek.
Ah, the new guy. Well, welcome to the Dezelmash.
Hey, man. What's Sleazy?
No. This is all wrong.
Sleazy?
Especially that part.
Ambassador Dar.
Yes, some of the other crewmates and I wanted to see if you wanted to hang out afterwards, get to know each other, speak.
Oh,
personalize, make a relationship.
That's really flattering, I'm sure, but I have a very strict no fraternizing with coworkers policy. So off you go. No.
We want to learn about you.
Come on, Tar. We're all hanging out. Drinks on old Dez.
Listen, old Dez, I'm a private sentient. I do not need friends. Don't read into it. But please respect it.
But it's Exmar's Eve, Master Dar. The night right before Exmar. Just before right. It.
Yeah, I get it. Look, just because we can't be with family or friends does not mean we need to intimate that we are any closer than we are, so...
When that clock strikes, it's Exmar's.
Who are these people?
Wait, who's new guy? Hey, it's me, Plume Targland.
Plume Targland?
Yeah.
The missions operations manager?
Senior missions operations manager. My dude.
What? And I am FUNK5, protocol droid and everyone's close friend.
Kirando, how is this possible? The Dezelmash exploded.
Did it, Plek?
Yes.
Without you, the Bajarian Jade's encounter with the Grower Mind never happened. Which means the Grower Mind's assimilation bender, affecting the Dezelmash, never happened.
My rod.
Like ripples in a pool of water, Plek.
Sort of reductive?
Okay, well, you're having trouble understanding the other stuff, so I thought I'd maybe dumb it down a little bit, but here we go.
Dar, we're doing Secret Slezak again, if you're interested.
Nope, no thank you.
Dar is sitting at a desk. They're wearing a full uniform that's all buttoned up and everything.
Without your dorky influence to pick on, Dar had to become more professional to survive, resulting in the Dar that you see before you. A friendless, professional ambassador for the Federated Alliance.
Dar, remember, we were on a crew together. We were on the Bargerian Jade for 6 years.
Wow, okay, new guy is kind of freaking me out. Parka, Anorak?
Present. And accounted for. Is it squashing time?
Dez, you want to crack the hatch? I've got some garbage to throw out.
Stay away. Let's take it easy now.
He's just a little guy. This'll be quick.
Give us 2 shakes of his tiny body.
Kirando, get me out of here! Get me out of here!
As you wish, Plek.
That was close.
Well, perhaps for you, Plek. I am but an ephemeral specter in this reality.
Why was Dar a member of a different crew?
Plek, the crew of the Bargerian Jade was assembled because of their compatibility with each other. And that includes you. With you not around, Dar was assigned to a different ship, where they requested transfers every time someone threatened to form a friendship with them, leading to their presence on the Dezelmash.
Sad.
Is it? It's just a different reality.
Yeah, different realities can be sad.
Well, it depends on your perspective.
No, I think objectively sad here.
I don't know, there's some good stuff.
Oh, yeah?
There's some really great albums in this universe, Plek.
Wait, I prevented albums from happening? That can't be right.
Yeah, Jordan Bacorkin makes a supergroup with Pini Gorno. That's incredible.
Oh, that does make sense. Yeah, I guess I can see that happening. We sort of quashed his creativity.
Yeah, it's good. Space down!
Wait a second. Where are we now?
You'll see soon enough, Plek.
Mars Eve. The only boots the Plaxons are gonna see are the ones we're putting up their assholes. Let's do this!
Wow, AJ.
Who the chuck is AJ? I'm RK9932, and I'm ET7056.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking for AJ28.
Get down on the ground. Down on the ground. Oh, you need me to get down on the ground.
Okay. I'm looking for AJ2884.
That idiot? You're an idiot. You are. He's over there. Don't you defend him. Don't defend me. What? Who's defending? I'm not defending anyone.
All right.
Hey, 2884! Come here! I thought we were doing a genocide!
No, stop!
Yes, stop! Somebody wants to ask about you! Okay?
AJ!
Come to Plaxis 4, they said. We'll have a few laughs, they said.
AJ. AJ2884, it's me. It's Plek. Your huh? Papa.
What? Papa's weird. I don't want to use that as a term.
Well, it was your choice.
What? Are you a Plaxton?
No.
Because
no.
I'm supposed to be killing you if you're a Plaxton.
No, I'm not. AJ, what are you doing? You're still working with these jokers?
Still? What are you talking about? Who are you?
AJ, I'm the person who taught you you could be more than this. You didn't have to be just a cog in a big machine of destruction.
Well, I mean, I was also in Clint's sink.
Yes, that's true.
But
yes.
We broke up because 2297 thought he was going to go solo.
And he did.
And he did.
He was great.
And he was incredibly successful.
Man, you guys look like a real asshole.
The rest of us got left behind. And now, doing a...
Don't say it.
Doing a species cleanse on XMarZ.
AJ.
Yikes.
AJ, this is... You don't have to do this. You could walk away from this.
But then what would I do?
Literally anything.
Not really.
Besides wipe out the species on this planet.
No, I would have to, like, find people that I felt like I clicked with and that I felt were powerful enough to keep me safe from the Federated Alliance, because I think they would probably kill me if I defected.
I mean...
But if I had, like... roughly like 4 or 5 really good friends that I felt like accepted by, and kind of like we would rib each other, but it would still be fun, and we'd all like get each other. But since I don't have that.
Hold up! All right, get me out of here.
This gets worse. This is bad.
Kirando, I need to see C-53. He's smart, he's adaptable, he's probably fine, right?
Very well. C-53 it is.
Wait a second, this is Totopo, because we were just here. I wanted to see C-53, not Bargy.
Look in front of you.
What are you talking about? There aren't any droids here. It's just a line of slot machines.
I want to gamble. Move out of the way.
Insert bills for change.
Oh, no.
I want change.
You're cramming a bill down my throat.
I gamble all these.
And he earns your change.
C-53.
Listen, if you need change, if you could just give me a minute. I just choked down a 50, so I would love just a break for a second.
C-53, what happened to you? What are you doing inside this change machine? We gotta get your cube out of here, buddy.
Okay, pal. Well, listen, unless you're my probation officer, I don't think I'm getting out of this change machine.
Probation officer?
Hey, listen, I'd rather not go into it right now, so if you want to just cram a bill down my throat, I'd rather do that.
C-53, you can tell me. I'm your best friend.
Oh, okay, best friend, my good buddy, random Tellurian jackass on Totopo Casino.
Ow!
Yeah, you want my whole life story?
I just shot a chip into my chest. Ow!
Yeah, there's another one for you. Ow! Listen, pal, I didn't kill that kid, all right? The counselors did it. The counselors, I tell you.
Oh, no. You talking about Centurion Tittle?
What are you, a true crime podcaster? Yeah, Centurion Tittle, all right? It was a Quantaran override. It was not my fault, all right? But I went down for it.
Oh, no.
So my options were total demagnetization or could work for cheap.
Ugh.
Happy? Is that what you wanted to hear? My best friend?
Kirando, you said without me the crew was assigned to different ships.
I said Dar was assigned to a different ship. Nerman, Bargy, and C-53 were all assigned to the 6th Quadrant, just as you once were. Dar wasn't there to stop C-53.
Alphys and Sisu must have been devastated.
Indeed they were, so devastated that they were unable to lead the rebellion to success. They were crushed by multiple planet crushers.
Oh, so that still happened. That part still happened.
They found the rebel base and crushed it like 5-6 times. It's totally unnecessary.
So the Council of Seven wasn't betrayed by Gunther Ballweed?
That's right. Without the presence of the Beanacron, then there were no seeds of discord sown in the Alliance, which allowed them to flourish, crush the rebellion, and bring the galaxy to its knees.
Oh, no.
Plek, you are important to the galaxy, and without you... Whackness runs rampant. You must meet your destiny, young Dexeter. But if you do not, this is the fate that awaits your friends and the universe.
But everyone is safe.
Everyone's alive. They're not putting their lives in danger for some crazy prophecy with me at the center of it. AJ's doing what he loves. Bargie's at least got a career. Dara's
she's
getting
opening
by.
She's for Tiny Toots.
Oh.
She's not the closer.
Oh, the closer is Tiny Toots. What about Nermit?
Black, I have shown you many things, some quite disturbing, but please do not ask me to show you Nermit Bundeloy.
No, I have to see Nermit. I have to make sure he's working in some middle management position. At least show me someone that's happy in this reality.
I can show you, Black Dexeter, but surely at this point, you know, you must have seen the pattern here.
I mean, I don't know. Call me an optimist, I guess.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, here we go.
It's Phalem. It's Phalem. I'm here on Phalem, Nermit's homeworld.
Yes, but Plek.
I can see his parents' gated community right over there. And right on the other side of this cemetery.
Indeed, Plek, he is on Phalem. Forevermore.
You don't mean...
At your feet.
No.
Young Dexeter.
No. No,
Look down, Black Dexeter!
I can't! God!
Does this look safe to you, Black? Is this a member of your crew that has found happiness and fulfillment without you?
No!
Nermit Sylvester Bundeloy. Born 21 BFA, died 1 AFA. Beloved son, brother, and mom. Missions operations manager, of course.
Nermit!
Over here, darling. I believe it's this way.
Oh, yes. I always forget which one it is.
Yes, well. Ah, yes, here we are.
Well, what can we say? It's Xmas Eve, and it is now our ritual to visit our dead son.
So tragic, Nermit. From what you told us, you were so close to that promotion.
He was a prisoner on the Delegator on death row. Mm,
of course. I wasn't there to save him with Dar.
Lucky he got that reprieve from the Council and was able to return home here to Phlegm, where, of course, he was attacked by a tornado.
Yes. But that didn't kill him.
No. That dinner later that night where he choked on a GURP.
The GURP was so big and his mouth was so small.
Oh, what a way to go.
But that didn't kill him either.
Didn't kill him, no, just inconvenient.
Mm, yes.
But the thing that did him, eventually...
His music.
Mm. What?
Crushed by that faulty keyboard stand. Dropped right on him.
At a concert. Yes. If only one person was there.
If only one person had attended
if
that
only
concert,
one
they could have lifted the keyboard off.
Oh, yes. No. He still played the concert, though? That's the saddest part.
As the life bled from him, he continued to play. What a shame.
What a shame. Anyway,
back to the house, Mother.
Time to go back.
Yeah.
Ta-ta, Nermit.
Goodbye, son.
Nermit!
Well, now, Black Dexeter, surely you will want to see Justin Ballwheat, the last member of the OG crew.
What? No, I don't. I don't really want. I don't think that's all that necessary.
Hey guys, it's Justin. This is my Tok Tok page, where I do really fast videos really fast.
Okay, yes, so he's maybe sort of better off, it seems like.
Well, watch the video.
I live a super happy life because my parents are still together and my dad's just super boring and doesn't like do anything. Also, I've been dating this like super cute guy.
You're in the doghouse now.
Oh wow, okay. So Justin and Zalkatron in this universe.
Anyway, happy X-Mars! Follow for a follow. Remember, this week's app is sponsored by Coltsack Cool Sack.
I really blew the sponsor read on that one.
I wrote a song and I want to sing it for y'all. X-Mars is a special time where you find the people you care about.
X-Mars is a special time to find the people you care about.
Kirando, Get me out of here. I gotta go home.
What's the matter, Plek? I thought this was that you wanted a world without Plek. Where your best friends are miserable outcasts. Where a little Nemet is nothing but a pile of rotting hollow bones. Where Justin and Zankatron end up together. But at least you're off the hook, right, Plek? Right?
We have to set things right. Kirando, I think I understand. All this time, I thought I needed to master myself in order to understand my purpose. It felt so hard, so lonely. But I'm not alone. My friends make myself better, and I make them better. Ourselves are just reflections of the relationships around us.
The reflections of the relationships.
Yeah, that too. Listen, it's scary to be a part of something. It's scary to be yourself. But everyone feels that way a little bit sometimes, right? And if we don't have each other, what are we?
Look at this funny sound my dog makes.
I mean, yes, Justin's doing great. But everybody else is in trouble. Kirando, listen, I want to go back. I know what I need to do. And maybe I won't succeed. Maybe I'll juck it up. But I have to try, right? It's all I can do.
Don't try. Do it.
Okay, don't try.
Don't try. Do.
But I have to try in order to do it.
Well, no, because if you're trying, you're sort of setting yourself up to be like, well, I'm not sure I'm doing this, you know. Like, no, I'm just going to try it.
I think it's semantics at a certain point, because certainly have to try. You have to put in effort to succeed anyway.
Okay, but if we're having a semantic argument, then just agree with me and don't try, just do it.
Okay, I will try until I do it.
Duh, Plek. Wow. All right, we're returning to your galaxy. I'm done with this.
It's here! My cardboard bed! Bargie!
Who that?
Plek, you're shouting so... We've all had a bunch of agneg. You're shouting so loud.
C-53! Oh, yeah. C-53! I've never been so happy to see a Kek in my life! Oh,
Plek, you... Walls.
Hey!
Plek, you just interrupted my story!
Merry X-Men!
What, Plek? What are you doing that weird voice?
Merry X-Mars, you old Bargerian Jade!
That's he's just running around the ship.
Wait, is he doing an impression of me?
I don't know. He is Bargerian.
Wow.
This is like the Bargy Clause. Only Papa got the legal document that now makes him Bargy instead of the space slug that gives out gifts. This is exactly like the movie, except for like some pretty key differences.
Hey, Norman.
Yeah.
Tell Plek to shut up!
Oh, Merry X-Mars, you old lizard!
Jeez, wow.
Ow.
Ow.
Guys, I realized something wonderful. I'm the reason you guys are happy.
What?
What?
I mean, yeah.
Like, are you out of your jucky mind?
I mean, it's more
complicated.
It's more complicated than that. I don't know. I'll explain it later.
No, you will not.
Yeah, can't wait for that.
Hey, dog, can you shake Plek?
Happily.
Okay, sorry. I guess I just realized how important you all are to me. I got carried away.
Oh, hey, that's a much better sentiment.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, it goes
that's
both ways.
Really nice.
Ideally.
Just don't make it the other
way. Well, but, I mean, you know, it's sort of... Happy X-Mars, everybody.
Happy X-Mars, Plek.
Hey, Papa?
Yeah?
We saved your little agneg for you.
Oh.
You gotta guzzle it before it goes bad.
It's gonna go bad real fast. Chug.
It's gonna take very thick.
Stop talking, more guzzle.
It's really thick.
That's the whole thing.
I'm trying.
Get a fork. Yeah, you gotta suck it down.
That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
This week on Tights and Fights, Austin Creed, better known as WWE superstar Xavier Woods, unbalancing his many passions.
This dude actually wants these ridiculous things. He wants to wear a crown. He wants to be a G4. He wants to have a yacht rock band. Like, he wants to DJ at a festival one day.
WWE and G4's Austin Creed on Tights and Fights. Find it on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.
Strange planets, curious technology, and a fantastic vision of the distant future. Featuring Martin Starr.
So we're going on day 14. Shuttle still hasn't come.
Aparna Nancherla.
The security system provides you with emotional security. You do the rest.
Echo Kellum.
Can you disconnect me or not?
Hari Kondabolu.
I'm staying.
From Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Jeffrey McGiver.
Could you play Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
It's The Outer Reach. Stories from beyond.
Now available for free at MaximumFun.org or anywhere you listen.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
I can think of a way to show you, but it will require you to close your eyes and use your mind to allow the sound of a world where you don't exist to reverberate in your ears, and let your imagination conjure up this false future.
Wait, you want me to just hear the audio of it?
Yeah, a lot of people like that. You know, you can kind of block out stuff. Just
Kieran,
sort of
I know audio is sort of your thing, but I don't know if that would really be useful.
Well, the fun part is you sort of get to decide how things look. Yeah, no one's telling you, like, oh, this guy's green. And you're like, no, in my head, he's red.
I don't care. Don't you understand? Kirando, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be part of this anymore, okay? Clint, I don't want to listen to audio of it, you know?
I don't want to listen to this stupid audio book.
I don't want to listen to this stupid audio play about it.
All right, okay, you've made your point. Very well, Plect Exeter. I can create...